This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we speak a lot about diabetes, and we speak about also how things have changed during the COVID pandemic in terms of people having access to care. That many of you guys who use insulin haven't been using your insulin as judiciously, maybe even spreading it out. And we don't blame you. I don't blame you. It's not the safest thing to do. I don't blame you. I get it's expensive. So joining us next is Wade Nukes, Director of the Patient Affordability Solutions Team at Lilly Diabetes, to kind of share with us what we can do in terms of making insulin more affordable. Wade, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate being on.
Gosh, you know, we appreciate all the great work you and Lilly do. So, you know, tell us about, your role in diabetes and insulin affordability.
Yeah, so I have the privilege of being able to help ensure that people have an affordable out-of-pocket cost when they get prescribed a Lilly insulin. And we do that through things like our Lilly Insulin Value Program, the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center, or the campaign that sparked our conversation here today, which is the Learn, Act, Share program.
You know, the average cost of insulin I'm hearing can range anywhere from $90 to $150 a month. What are you seeing out there? How are the insulin prices, how have they been lately during this whole 2020 COVID pandemic, you know, and changes with healthcare?
And so, you know, there's a lot of different types or segments of people that are out in the marketplace. And you're 100% correct. COVID really changed a lot of that up. And, you know, people that had insurance through an employer, no longer employed, furloughed, all sorts of those situations. So the price can range anywhere from $0 to the full retail cost for your entire month's worth of prescription. Mm. So that is part of why Lilly came out with, in a response to COVID, this Lilly Insulin Value Program. And it's so important people know about it because whether you have commercial insurance or no insurance at all, this is a copay card you can download on insulinaffordability.com, or you can call the Solution Center, 833-808-1234, get the exact same card, and it's going to bring the monthly cost of your Lilly insulin down to $35.
God, that's wonderful. Eli Lilly has always kind of been on the forefront of diabetes and insulin and pharmaceutical research in that. And it's perfect timing as seniors are choosing their, you know, Medicare plan, their Medicare Advantage plans. Tell us about how this kind of rolls into their Part D coverage.
Yep, so that's the second piece to the Learn, Act, Share campaign that we're talking about. One first one would be to learn about the Lilly Insulin Value Program. The second one is to learn about the senior savings model. And Lilly Insulin Value Program is a copay card. Copay cards work on commercial insurance or no insurance, but they don't work for Part D because of some federal regulations. And so the only way to affect the price of your medicine in Part D is by educating yourself on the benefit design, how the insurance works, and making sure that you sign up for a plan that limits the cost of your insulin. So this is the first time we've ever had an opportunity to do this with seniors, and so we're really trying to make sure that every senior knows that you can use the Plan Finder tool on insulinaffordability.com, and that will let you know which plans are capping the price of your Lilly insulin at $35 a month, regardless of the deductible or the donut hole. Doesn't matter. $35 a month.
Wade, that's amazing. It really is amazing. I mean, people are telling me that it's breaking them. And, you know, it's not like, you know, medication where like, well, you know what, maybe I'll just live with my allergies or I'll live with my cough. You can't live with insulin. I mean, you can't. And so when people try to stretch it out or they do without, it puts them in the hospital. We're talking to Wade Newts, director of the Patient Affordability Solutions Team at Lilly Diabetes and the insulin affordability offered from Eli Lilly. So, again, with the Lilly Insulin Value Program, describe in a nutshell how that works.
Yep. So it's the copay cards that are available for download a few clicks away and once you get to insulinaffordability.com, or you can call the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center, 833-808-1234. You have a real short confidential conversation with an expert, a live human being on the other end of the line. They help you figure out which program is right for you. You answer the fewest number of questions that are legally required in order to get your card activated so that it's as simple as possible for the people who are prescribed our insulin. You go to the pharmacy, make the pharmacist run the card, and then you walk out with a $35 copay.
That's great. And this most physicians are on board with this. They can very easily. So they basically, this is something that you can add to your insulin prescription given by your provider.
Certainly.
Good. And that's open to all ages, correct?
Yeah, so now we're talking a little bit different, right? So the copay cards work for anyone who's on commercial insurance or uninsured. Most folks in the United States, once they hit 65, are going to be on Part D, mm-hmm. where copay cards don't work. And that's what we were talking about, using that plan finder and open enrollment right now. We have a handful of weeks left. We got to make sure that we help our seniors get on the right plan.
Exactly. You know, we really appreciate all you do with this. Wade, you know, how are you able to, I know we only have a final minute, you know, with insulin being so expensive, how is Eli Lilly and the Lilly program able to do this for patients out there?
Yep, we're dedicated to it. So we said that we're going to focus on lowering the out-of-pocket cost in the pharmacy. And as a result, by working with other industry partners and people in the system, we've been able to produce for 2021, every patient segment, commercially insured, uninsured, or Medicare Part D, is going to be able to pay just $35 for their monthly supply of insulin.
Man. Well, gosh, bless you for that. One more time, how can people find you?
Yep, insulinaffordability.com or 833-808-1234.
Wait
a minute. Thanks so much for the time today.
Oh, my gosh. No, you know, and we definitely want to have you back. Thank you for all you do, and keep up the good work. Thank you so much.
Thanks. I look forward to getting back on.
Sounds good. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is snapmedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I was in medical school dating my husband, who's a chiropractor, I was just fascinated by all the things that the back is responsible for. And in medical school, we learn about the spine, we learn about the back, we learn about back health, but not to the degree that a chiropractor does. And so my husband taught me so much, in fact, how our pancreas is innervated by nerves and so many of our organs are innervated by nerves, even though we learn that in medical school, how chiropractic health and good back health is essential for not just your musculoskeletal system, but many of your somatic and endocrinologic and cardiac and pulmonary functions. So I've had my husband on the show, and, you know, he and I just started arguing about the in-laws. So instead today, representing National Spinal Health Month, we have Dr. Stephen Knopf, D.C. Executive Director of Chiropractic and Compliance, the Joint Chiropractic. I am so honored to have you. Thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us.
Of course, Dr. Dahlia, no problem. Whatever I can do to keep you out of fights with your husband.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. Well, we love chiropractic, and we love the art of medicine and how, you know, there's so much chiropractic philosophy does. Where did you train, if you don't mind asking?
So I trained at Northwestern Health Sciences University out of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Very cool. Very cool. Great school. Great school. All right. So it's National Spine Health Month. Boy, do we abuse our spines, don't we? What are you seeing the average American do or not do?
Yeah, 100%. We put ourselves through the ringer quite often and daily. When you look what's out there and what's happening in this pandemic, it's not great news. Even before the pandemic hit, health experts were saying that we needed 150 minutes of exercise or activity every week, which breaks down to just a little over 20 minutes a day of activity. Now, if you went out and you asked most people, are you getting 20 minutes or more a day? I think in general you get, yeah, that's hardly anything. How am I not hitting that? But according to the CDC, even before COVID-19, only 25% of Americans were getting the amount of activity and exercise that they needed for their own health and wellness. Right. And it's only been getting worse. The preliminary studies out there that suggest we're becoming less active and we're spending more time in front of screens, working at home on our laptops, and then just binge-watching our favorite episodes of whatever it is on Netflix at night, rather than going out and being active at the end of our day. And that, of course, has a tremendous health impact to us.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's interesting because I'm getting lots of calls. I've been doing telemedicine throughout the COVID pandemic, and I'm getting calls on I'm having neck pain and mid-back pain and arm numbness, and I'm like, how are you sitting? What are you know, rather than being in the office or in your cubicle and getting up to get coffee or going up and having meetings, people are for 8 hours a day, some of them working from home, on a computer. That's not healthy for the back and spine.
No, it's not. And it's actually even worse. I think, you know, to some extent, we were already going down that path with just normal working out of the office. A lot of us were stuck to our chairs and we already weren't moving around enough as it was. But COVID-19 made it worse because it allowed us to work from our beds and our couches, which are far less supportive. And we already spend enough time there. We don't need to add another 7, 8, 9 hour workday working out of our bed. I know it's kind of a luxury, but those are the kind of things, those are the habits that cause these annoying aches and pains that don't have to be there.
Exactly, exactly. We're speaking to Dr. Stephen Knuff, Executive Director of Chiropractic and Compliance with the Joint Chiropractic. So what advice have you been giving your patients?
Well, number one, get off the couch and get out of bed. You cannot work from that position. I know it's comfortable, but don't do it. If you don't have a desk at home, I know all of our work environments are different. We didn't know how long we were going to be in the situation that we're in. I myself was working off of my kid's desk for the first 3 months, thinking that this would just blow over, which was totally wrong. But find a place, an ergonomic place to work, whether that's a kitchen table, maybe it's a dining counter, just some place where you can get your screens and your monitors to be eye level. That'll help keep your head up over your shoulders, then keep your shoulders down away from your ears, and your feet should be on the floor even with your knees bent at 90 degrees. You should be sitting up straight. I always like to say that our grandmas, our school teachers, they were really our first chiropractors, always reminding us to keep posture, because it goes a long way, as you alluded to just keep stress off of the joints and the muscles in your neck, upper back, which can cause headaches, tingling, or numbness in your arms, hands if it gets worse enough. And those are just nasty symptoms.
So true.
The other one is just to keep moving.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask, Doctor, how do you feel about stand-up desks? I did that at home because I just didn't want to be sitting for hours on end. And so I get a stand-up desk and, you know, kind of helps prevent blood clots and things like that. Also helps you poop, which we've talked about on the show multiple times. Standing up for some reason helps things go. But what about the back? Which is worse for the back, sitting for extended periods or standing for extended periods?
Well, that's a great question. There's a couple questions in there. Our standing desk, great. Yeah, I think it gives you another option throughout your day just to change your posture, just to change the effects of gravity on your body, rather than just sitting all day. I think most people would actually be surprised to learn that when you're sitting, that position actually puts the most amount of stress and pressure on your low back than any other position, whether you're lying or standing. So mm-hmm. if you're a patient or if you're a person who've had, you know, maybe disc injuries or low back problems in your past, you might benefit more from a standing desk because that takes pressure off of your low back, whereas sitting only increases it. So, you know, as you know, it really depends on your medical history and a few other factors. But in general, having a standing desk is a great way to just have that variation throughout your day.
Absolutely. Good, good. You know, and also I noticed, too, that, you know, like I have bad knees. So if I kind of, you know, squat to bathe the dog or bathe the kids and then I get up, it hurts more than if I was using the knee the whole time. And so what I like about stand-up desks is at least you continue to move. And sometimes moving helps prevent the inflammation from setting in.
Yeah, that's right. Your body acts just as a natural pump system. It increases your circulation, it gets all the gunk out, it keeps your muscles relaxed, it keeps your joints functioning well. So it's really important. Movement, it just seems so simple, but it is truly an important part of our health.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I love how your website's called The Joint. That must draw a lot of traffic for people interested in cannabis, right?
Yes, we definitely get confused with other things, but more and more people are starting to associate it with chiropractic.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, I also love that you bring up, you know, joints. People think chiropractic is just about the back or just about the neck. The chiropractic philosophy and the art of chiropractic involves all organs and involves all aspects of the musculoskeletal system. And so, you know, I think a lot of our joint health is under addressed. And, tell us what you do a lot in terms of joint health.
Yeah, great question. Like you said, chiropractic likes to look holistically at the body. That's your nervous system, your muscles, your joints. All of these need to be functioning well to have optimal health and wellness in your life. It's really the philosophy of chiropractic. And so when you look at joints specifically, you think of, well, what are the conditions that affect joints? And it's, you know, the biggest one that's out there is arthritis, degenerative changes. And arthritis and degenerative changes is really just improper wear and tear or stress on any given joint. This is not just your spine. It is spine month. But this can be any joint that you put or overstress or overwork. And so it's really important for those joints to be moving well, and to be positioned correctly to handle the stresses of daily life or whatever you throw at it, so it doesn't prematurely wear and tear over time. I think one of the biggest issues of our time is actually this idea of tech neck or tech neck, that's putting stress on your neck and prematurely wearing down adolescents' necks in the joints in their cerebral spine. It's crazy.
Absolutely. Dr. Knauf, in the last 10 seconds, how do people find more information about you and your clinic?
To learn more about The Joint or chiropractic or find clinic locations, you can go to www.thejoint.com.
Doctor, we are so happy to have you. Can't wait to have you back, and be well. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. You as well.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker Pelosi has seen to it that working families have gotten nothing. Nothing. Rather than something.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky opening the Senate on Wednesday. Senate Republicans are going to pass a $500 billion stimulus plan, which does include funding for the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The White House and House Democrats are negotiating a package close to $2 trillion. Early voting is beginning in West Virginia on Wednesday. The nation has already seen record numbers of people early voting, with about 36 million ballots already in. Early voting began earlier this week in Florida, and Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News people are excited to vote.
Energy reflected in the vote, and then people want to vote. I think that's true on both sides, but I think that's especially true on the Republican side.
USA Radio News. New COVID-19 clusters are surging in the Midwest as cases continue to soar nationwide. Coronavirus cases have jumped more than 50% in 2 weeks in Illinois.
If you're getting tired and you've let your guard down, now is the time to pick it back up.
Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker. The Democratic mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, adding,
make no mistake, we are in the second surge.
Dr. Michelle Prickett with Northwest Mutual Hospital telling NBC's Today Show,
we feel like professional soccer goalies just trying to keep people safe until their bodies can recover. And it's fine for us to do that when we have a couple balls coming at us. But when it comes to 100, you can't keep all those balls out.
The Los Angeles Dodgers take Game 1 of the World Series 8-3 over the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays will try to even the series tonight. First pitch set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Fox. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have a lot to talk about, and obviously politics has been kind of pervading it's been pervading months now, and it's not going to be over. Even if the election is coming up in 2 weeks, it's not going to be over. We have been debating how far apart Biden has been from Trump, and Joe Biden's camp had originally said that they were ahead by a 12-point lead, then it was an 11-point lead, And I had been kind of discussing with you all going, you know, if I was a Democratic strategist, I would be like, guys, maybe hold off talking about how big the lead is, because people get complacent, you know? If one side feels like they've got it in the bag, they're probably not going to be that, shall we say, charged to stand in line for 2 hours at the polls. Now, it looks like there's a lot of activity at the polls. We have, gosh, in my neck of the woods, lines averaging about 2 hours. Even though you could drop off your ballot, you could fill it out and drop it off at a box even near the polls, you don't see the trust. And it's on both sides. And I know it's both sides because I follow people that are both liberal and conservative on social media. And you see them saying that just 15 more minutes to go. I've been here an hour. I've been here an hour and a half. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, I thought you guys were the ones that kind of wanted the mail-in ballots and they wanted, I thought you, you know, had that trust. And apparently there's this distrust. And maybe it's because the media did a good job of highlighting, not good job in terms of Bravo Media, but a more comprehensive job in terms of going, look, ballot fraud isn't just one side. It can happen to both sides. And so it started to kind of wake up both sides going, you want to know what? This mail-in ballot thing might be a little bit more of a debacle than we thought. You know, President Trump had spoken yesterday in Pennsylvania discussing how ballots went out that didn't even have his name on it. Now, if these are the ballots that are going to people, I mean, this is one heck of a cluster. So, you know, how I look at it is I think we have a huge amount of the population that are going to go to the polls, assuming the lines are easy. In fact, in my neck of the woods, they had to kind of change some things around. And they had to, you know, kind of make the lines a little bit more fluid. And one of the reasons is, and not just in my neck of the woods, everywhere else, people were, shall we say, intimidated by the ballot questions. You know, you think you're going there to vote for Trump or Biden. And then maybe your congressional race, and for some states, a Senate race. But then you have the ballot questions. And many of us don't even know about the ballot questions until we get to the polls. You know, I've been trying to watch local news and local, ads in town. I don't really watch a lot of local unless I'm watching football. And I haven't seen a lot of TV ads for the ballot questions. Well, because there's not as much money for those. So, like, we have ballot questions. One is on same-sex marriage. Apparently, there has to be a change to the Constitution because we in our Constitution still have kind of an outdated, from what I understand, verbiage when it comes to same-sex marriage. So that one seems to be pretty easy and cut and dry. But some of the other ones is, you know, how is the Board of Regents for the university policed, or the pardon board, or, you know, we have some of these other ones that sound good at the outset, but then you're like, well, wait a second, what does this mean? You know, things that have to do with energy and power companies. And you're like, well, wait a second, what am I voting for? So, you know, when legalizing marijuana was on the ballot, that was overwhelmingly supported. And I was one of the ones that supported it because, again, I was voting to free up the police, free up the prisons from people, you know, who had, you know, a couple ounces of, you know, or a couple joints. And so, you know, my approach to, shall we say, you know, when it came to marijuana was, look, I want it studied. I want it used in the medical realm. Fine with that. What many Nevadans didn't realize, and a lot of people didn't realize, is now the streets would be pervaded with smoke. I mean, we smell it all the time. And so, you know, people are starting to kind of read these ballot questions a little carefully, and they're trying to discern, shall we say, how much we need to, we need to put in terms of research. But they're not doing the research prior to the polls. They're doing it there. So when people are voting, they're taking forever. It's not just a simple vote for Biden, vote for Trump. They're like, wait a second, I got to read these. And then you're not really supposed to phone a friend, so I don't think you're able to phone call. So, you know, we're not sure where we're going with that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do we have our guest, Jason, or Daniel? Do we have our guest? Okay. So, you know, now we're being told that the rift between, or shall we say, the How would I word it? The gap between Joe Biden and Donald Trump is now a lot more narrow. So rather than it being 11, 12 points, we're hearing out of Iowa it's 1 point. I think North Carolina, Georgia, supposedly neck and neck. In Florida, Democrats are leading by a point. And what has happened, which we're finding out, is many times when these pollsters are taking, shall we say, the temperature of their constituents, now they're counting the ones who are hanging up on them saying, I'm voting for Trump. Click. So some of these polls now are going to show some of the other numbers because they're going to count those saying, yep, I'm voting one way or the other. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Do you have somebody on the phone line now? Right. Is it our guest? Fantastic. Is this Mima Carmel?
Mima Carmel, yes.
Mima Carmel, thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, we were going to discuss Lucille Ball's great-granddaughter had been diagnosed with breast cancer, and at age 31, she passed. And so our next guest for this segment is Mima Carmel, breast cancer survivor and CEO and founder of Tiger Lily Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about your unfortunate, you know, ordeal.
You know, I got diagnosed with breast cancer at 32 years old. I was told, you know, I couldn't have breast cancer, and it was an ordeal. I found a lump at 31. My mom's a nurse and got me doing breast health exams early, so I was, you know, advocating for myself. And when I found it, went to my doctor, got a mammogram, and it came back clean, but I still had the lump. So I told the surgeon I want to do a biopsy, and she refused me for over 6 months. Thank God I pushed. She told me to wait till I was 40 years old. And if I had done that, I wouldn't be talking with you today. So, you know, that was a really, for me, eye-opening moment. And it really was a life-changing moment of, you know, as I was going through my journey, would I just go back to my life as it was before, or would I take that experience and use it to help other women, you know, going through breast cancer or blissfully unaware it could happen to them?
Absolutely. So Tiger Lily Foundation has the Inclusion Pledge. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, the Inclusion Pledge has been really powerful. We've seen, you know, I'm sure you know that Black people have more systemic issues around, you know, health care. Within the Black community, Black women tend to have more aggressive breast cancers, higher recurrence rates, the diagnosis at younger ages, and a 40% higher death rate than their Caucasian counterparts. And there are multiple barriers to care for Black women. And so, you know, I keep hearing about health disparities, and I'm like, well, we're talking about the problem so much, but who's really working to end the barriers for the Black population? So the Inclusion Pledge is a tactical framework that helps people understand what they can do to ensure that they eradicate barriers to care for Black women with breast cancer in a way that's measurable and accountable. And we launched it in June, and we have over 11,000 signatures right now.
We have
pharma companies like Amgen, Merck, Lilly, Pfizer, Sanofi, Daiichi Sankyo, like big global companies taking the pledge, and also advocacy organizations as well. So it's really growing in momentum, and we're asking all those who are hearing me to join the pledge.
Thank God. How can people find more information?
We're online at www.tigerlilyfoundation.org. It's TigerLilyFoundation.org.
Can't wait. Ms. Carmel, we'll have you back. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the one headline we really haven't spoken a lot about this year, because it just wasn't 2020 enough, right, was our opioid crisis and our pharmaceutical giants' involvement in the opioid crisis. One of you had asked me how many people died of opioid overdose in 2020. And the answer to that is, I have no flippin' idea. We don't even know how many people died of the flu. We don't even know how many heart attack deaths, how many stroke deaths. We don't know because it's all been about COVID. We have numbers of COVID-related deaths. We don't really have a lot of data. I'm sure the data's out there. But because if somebody did overdose, didn't get their Narcan, had to be rushed to the hospital, I am sure that death would have been logged, documented, and there would have been a death certificate with appropriate descriptions on cause of death. And who knows, maybe they threw COVID on there too. I don't know. So in terms of the opioid crisis, that didn't go away. And the reason why I know it didn't go away isn't because the numbers coming out of the hospitals or any headlines, is because of what happened to Purdue Pharma. So Purdue are the makers of OxyContin. And OxyContin has been taking the brunt of the liability of the opioid crisis that killed about 47,000 people roughly in 2018. Even though many of them might have died from fentanyl, many of them might have died from heroin, Purdue has been found guilty of playing a role in causing vulnerable patients to become addicted such that they needed to go to heroin or fentanyl. I don't know if they've interviewed everybody who's ever overdosed. And if they asked them, what was it prior to heroin or fentanyl that they took? You know, and I don't know if it was a simple ibuprofen or if it was a simple Tylenol or if it was a simple, you know, not that simple, but little Tylenol with codeine or, you know. So I don't know how much data we have on how many people using these drugs that cause them to overdose were using OxyContin. But because there was a crisis and because Purdue Pharma has a lot of money, it was worth the research for attorneys to go after and attorney generals to go after. And so, you know, were they the scapegoat or not? That's a different debate for a different day. But what Purdue is doing is, from what we understand, they are going to plead guilty to 3 federally criminal charges, all right, in their involvement of the opioid crisis. And there, I believe it's going to be an $8 billion settlement, $2 billion of past profits they're going to give up. They're going to pay a $3.5 billion fine, and then $2.8 billion is going to pay to civil liability. Now, my guess is the reason why they decided to settle is because each state has been filing lawsuits against them, and there's probably so many lawsuits that it's just easier for them to settle and then hopefully have that protection. And then on top of that, they're going to file for bankruptcy and they're going to dissolve the company. Now, that doesn't mean the family. Is it the Sackler family? Doesn't mean the family that owns Purdue is free and clear of any sort of criminal liability. They could still be gone after for this. Now, how does this affect you and I? You know, we watch what happens to these big, rich companies, and it's very easy for us to disassociate and go, all right, well, it's rich people fighting rich people, and these big companies have money, and what's $1 billion to them or $8 billion to them? You know, they beat up on the little guy. All right, that's how some people kind of look at this. I look at it as a doctor is like, oh, no, this ain't good. And the reason why I panic a little bit with that is because my guess is smaller pharmaceutical companies are watching the news and watching what happens to Purdue. And my guess is a smaller pharmaceutical company who's trying to create a medication for people in chronic pain is probably kind of rethinking if this is really worth it. And if they are going to later be up, you know, on the witness stand, being accused of killing people and being accused of driving people to using fentanyl or fentanyl-laced heroin coming from Mexico. So some of these smaller pharmaceutical companies are probably like, okay, maybe we just finished what we're working on, but nothing new. Then you have the pain management physicians and the family physicians and the internal medicine physicians and the PAs, the nurse practitioners watching this. And they're like, okay, man, you know, criminal charges against somebody writing a pain medication. You know, is that going to come back to haunt me? Well, in my neck of the woods years ago, and luckily this never went through, but I think it's I think alternate forms have gone through our state legislature. But one of the Democratic state senators had, it was a very, very small bill, wanted medical providers liable if they prescribed pain medications or any, actually it was, the verbiage was any medication that you became addicted to. So if you became addicted to a Z-Pak, if you became addicted to Benadryl, if you became addicted to anything, you could hold that medical provider liable. Well, when we medical providers saw that, we fought. And we were like, we're not going to prescribe nothing then. I mean, if you're going to go after us for prescribing something to help you, and you're going to turn it on us, then you're getting nothing from us. So they got rid of that bill. But it was frustrating because I'm in the generation of doctors where you got nailed and you got sued and it was considered malpractice if you didn't control somebody's pain. In the late 90s, there were these treatises and the lawyers had written these briefs on how doctors should be not only sued for negligence and malpractice, but criminally charged for not controlling pain. So when I went to school, they're like, look, don't get anybody addicted, but you better not hold out somebody's pain medication. In fact, I got yelled at because I was like trying to just give a little bit of pain medication for fear of, you know, overdose or for fear of addiction. And it was like the guy's in pain. And it wasn't a cancer patient. It was somebody who had a bad back. And I got yelled at by my attending because I wasn't giving enough pain medication. So why? Because probably one of his colleagues got just grilled and chopped to pieces in a courtroom for not providing pain medication because people can't control their own pain. That's why they're coming to us. So now when we see what happens with Purdue and the pendulum just keeps swinging back and forth, you're going to have medical providers go, okay, what the hell do you want? Now, many of us medical providers, we really don't want to be sued. We really don't need any more crap on our plate than we already have. We're still dealing with Obamacare bureaucratic BS that, you know, has caused people's deductibles to be so high that we're still not getting paid unless somebody pays a copay. We're still having issues of access. We're still having issues of insurance companies only covering certain medications or insurance companies paying you and saying, you know what, we overpaid, give us the money back. We didn't want to pay you for that extra code. You're like, what the hell is this? So the average doctor doesn't need to also have on their plate that they can at any time lose their license or go to jail. If you end up taking a pill, liking it so much that you go to somebody else, get 5 more pills, go to somebody else, get 30 more pills, become addicted within a year, and then shoot heroin. So the medical community has stepped up in terms of not overprescribing and opioid management, and most of the states now demand CME, require CME, where you have become cultured in the opioid crisis and how to avoid overprescribing opioids, which I support. But what I'm hearing is the average doctor is like, I'm just not going to go and deal with the pain medication. In fact, for the last few years of my practice, I did the same thing. I'm like, look, I could give you a little bit, but you need to go to pain management. You need to go to pain management. Well, after a while, pain management's going to be looking at this one. I'm not going to go to jail. So, you know, one thing I can assure you all is we're going to grow old and we're going to be in pain. So I'm hoping some pharmaceutical companies out there are going to start working on pain medications, even if they're non-opioid pain medications. But make sure pain is still a focus of pharmaceutical research because, right now, this is major pain in my butt. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.